Det är igen.
Som är one way back and another way across.
One, one made you know. Me.
What, darling? You, will you read that book a minute? Huh? You reading that book?
And then I got to finish it.
Will you read that book to your baby just for 1 minute? I'll be back in 1 minute. I can't hear you reading the book, Hannah.
Well, if you're not spelling the words, you're reading it.
You're not going to read it?
I am.
Come on, let's hear you read it.
I'm reading it now. The squirrel's number one. The cat is number two. And the Tululu is number three. And the elephant is number four. And they all went off the bush. And the cat went ever and ever. Three.
Today?
One, two, three, four, five. Who is number five?
I don't know.
Is it him?
Her?
Is it her?
That's Maisie Mouse.
Is she number five? Do you know? So Lulu is number three.
Mm-hmm.
And the squirrel is number one. The cat is number two. So Lulu is number three.
Mm-hmm.
And the elephant is number four, and Maisie Mouse is number five. Maisie Mouse is number five. How man visit me?
What did you do at nursery today, Hannah?
I don't know.
You don't know what you did at nursery? Did you do some singing?
Yeah.
It's Red Nose Day on Wednesday, on Friday, isn't it?
Red Nose Day?
Yeah.
And which time is it? On Red Nose Day.
On Friday.
On Friday?
Yeah, are you going to wear red clothes to school?
What?
Are you wearing red clothes to school?
Do you mean that Mr. Cameron gave me?
Oh, no, you don't have to wear that. Why did Mrs. Cameron put that on you today?
I put it on.
Oh, why?
Because
what?
Because I needed it.
Why?
So I don't get breathing.
Why, were you cold?
A little bit.
Alright.
What happens if you don't put the seeds in a lot of water? What happens?
Then they'll die because they won't have anything to drink.
Then seeing that the dog is giving it lots of water, what happens if he gives the seeds too many?
They'll drown.
Drown?
They have too much water.
Mummy, do you know? Mummy, what happens if a yellow thing comes?
What do you mean, a yellow thing?
What's that called?
Oh, that's a bud. That's a flower.
Mummy, no, these are flowers. These are flowers.
Yeah, but that's the bud, Hannah. That's when the flower comes out and it's all closed up. It's called a bud.
A bud?
Mm-hmm.
What's a bud?
That's a bud. What? And then when the flower first comes out, it's called a bud, and it opens and it all opens up and it's a flower.
Pat the cake, make a bake.
How's your ear now?
A little bit better.
Good. It wasn't sore today.
It was a little bit sore at nursery.
Was it?
A little bit.
Did you tell Mrs. Kelman or Mrs. Bingham?
No.
Oh, right. Who did you play with at nursery today?
I played with Ashley.
Ashley?
Yeah.
Who's Ashley?
Ashley that was at nursery.
Is Ashley a girl or a boy?
A girl.
Oh, is Ashley new? Has Ashley always been there?
No.
Oh. Are they new?
She's not new.
Has she just started nursery?
Yeah.
Or has she been there all the time?
Been there all the time.
Has she?
Yeah. What happens if she gives the plant pot too many seeds?
Then the flowers won't have any room to grow, will they? Because there'll be too many flowers.
There will be...
Are you inviting Ashley to your birthday party?
I'm inviting Louise, Charlotte, you, and invite Chris.
Yeah, you want to invite Chris?
I'm inviting Charlotte, Katie, and my friends. I'm inviting... Dion.
Yeah.
Nancy.
Yeah.
Evie. I don't want Haddocker.
Right. Is Haddocker not nice?
What?
Is Haddocker not nice?
Haddocker.
Is she not nice?
I didn't know she played with Sharon.
Oh, right. Is Sharon not nice?
Yeah.
All right.
Sharon, Nancy, Evie, Larkin, Jack, I'm inviting William, George, away. Mummy, what does the doggy need? What does he need?
I don't know, darling.
He needs a watering can and a
plant pot.
And what are those called?
That's called a trowel.
And?
That's called a trowel.
You know, what's that called?
A fork.
A big fork?
No, it's called a fork. Do you play with Evie, Hannah?
Yeah.
Oh.
A shovel, and he needs a...
rake.
Why does he need a rake?
To rake all the leaves up. I didn't think that you played with Evie anymore.
I do. Mummy, do you know one day Frankie puts when Frankie was outside planting some seeds, he put too many seeds in.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Frankie?
Yeah.
Did he?
When he was outside.
Oh, what did Georgina do?
She stayed in the house, and then Frankie stayed in for a, and then Frankie stayed in out for a long time. And then I bring him back to him, and that's what I did.
I see.
What happens if you put too many water in?
Then it won't be able, it will drown. I have too much water, won't it?
Yeah, because babies put too many water in.
We've got Nancy tomorrow, Hannah.
Nancy!
Yeah, we've got to pick Nancy up tomorrow, don't we?
Why?
Because on Wednesdays, Nancy comes and plays with us, doesn't she?
What happens if Georgina doesn't bring Nancy?
Oh, we go and pick Nancy up from her house, don't we?
Why?
Because Georgina has to go to work now.
To work?
Yeah.
Right now?
No, Georgina has to go. Has gone back to work now, so she's working. That's why we have Nancy.
Nancy?
Yeah, because we look after Nancy for her while she's working.
Well, who's working? Georgina.
Yeah.
Do you know you look after Nancy?
Yeah.
Do you know when you're a childminder, you look after Nancy?
Yeah. I'm not a childminder though. We just look after Nancy to help Georgina, because Ruth's a childminder, isn't she?
Ruth and Chris.
That's right. And Ruth looks after Chris as well. Ruth looks after Nancy as well, doesn't she?
Yeah, and Chris looks after Katie.
That's right.
And
sometimes if Mummy's busy, Chris looks after you, doesn't she?
What?
Sometimes when Mummy's busy or she's got things to do, she looks after you, doesn't she?
Yeah, but when you're working, you know, when you're working, Chris does bring me with me, because Katie always likes me.
Yeah, she does, doesn't she?
Who?
Katie. Everybody likes Hannah, don't they?
Yeah, but they're not gorgeous than me.
Oh no, nobody's gorgeous as you, are they?
Yeah, I'm gorgeous.
You are gorgeous.
Why don't we play FIFA?
Oopsie-daisy.
It was only an accident.
Yeah, no, you didn't mean to, did you?
No.
Oopsie. We're going to see Janine soon as well.
Now?
No, not now. On Thursday.
Thursday?
Let's go to Manchester and see Janine.
Can I play Professor Tolly?
Yes, you can. What are you going to play with?
Boxer.
Whoa. Is it fun playing with Janine's toys?
Yeah. Why don't we play Fifi? This can be Fifi. And Stinger was coming to Fifi's house. And he's going to ring the doorbell. Ding dong buzz. Who is it? It's me, Stinger and Slixley. Come in. Ding dong. Ding dong, ding dong buzz. And then Stingle and Slugsy goes away. Stingle buzz around. I'm going to use my magic wand to run Stingle away. Abracadabra! Dingo's disappeared.
He's disappeared, has he?
And now I'm going to disappear Slugsy away.
Are you going to make Slugsy disappear?
Yep.
Is it a magic trick you're doing?
Yep.
Wow.
Operation Zebra!
Wow, that's very good magic, Hannah.
Now, I'm going to put a cape on Stingo and magic him away. He's that way.
Wow.
Now I'm going to put the cape on Slugsy. Got it, Slugsy. Abracadabra. Slugsy disappeared. Now I'm going to magic away Poppy. Abracadabra! 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 I'm magic Poppy away and Primrose, not Violet. Then do Thief and Violet and Slug. Abracadabra! Abracadabra! Now I'm going to do Stingo.
You're so clever, aren't you?
Do you think?
I do think so. Hello?
Me. What?
You didn't go to nursery yesterday, did you?
What?
You didn't go to nursery yesterday, did you?
Why?
Because you was poorly, weren't you?
And I had to stay at home.
Yeah. You was a very poorly girl, weren't you, yesterday? And we had to take you to the doctor, didn't we?
I don't want to go to the doctor.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because.
Make sure that you were okay. And she gave you some more medicine, didn't she?
What's this?
You've got some strawberry medicine now, haven't you?
What's this?
Oh, that's your game downstairs, isn't it? That's all the different games that you can buy. Let's have a look.
Oh, wait. When I finish playing with Dora, I'm going to have a SpongeBob one.
Oh, there's a SpongeBob game there, isn't there?
Can I have the SpongeBob one? Like, there's a Backyard Again one.
Yeah.
And Nemo one.
Yep.
And Batman.
Yep.
And Cinderella.
Wow.
And Shrek.
Mm-hmm.
And Noddy.
Yep.
Sounds the Tank Engine.
I bet you'd like the Backyardigans one, wouldn't you? Do you know who that one is?
What?
Do you know who that is?
No.
That's the Rugrats. You were watching that yesterday, weren't you?
Which one?
The Rugrats with Angelica.
Yeah.
There's the Care Bears.
Where?
There.
Wait, Mum. I can't see Winnie the Pooh anywhere.
No. Maybe they don't do a Winnie the Pooh one.
Do they do Cinderella?
Yep, they've got Cinderella, haven't they?
They do SpongeBob.
Yep.
Well, I can see Scooby-Doo.
Do a Scooby-Doo one as well?
Yeah, look.
Wow.
Where?
Which one are you going to have for your birthday then?
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
And then, when it's not my birthday, I'm going to have that one.
Right. I see.
When it's not my birthday, I can't get one of those games.
No. You fell asleep on Mummy's lap today, didn't you? Not today, yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, when we were at the doctor's, you fell asleep on Mummy's lap, didn't you?
What's the back of here? What does this tell you?
These are different things that you can get. You can get a bag for it.
Yeah.
Pocket power pack. Recharge battery unit specifically designed for the V-Smile pocket.
You're going to read... mate, can you?
Hold on, let's have a look at this. I think that's the Beast Smile pocket.
Yeah.
You see? But you haven't got that. You've got that one, haven't you?
Yeah, and I haven't got that orange one.
No, because you've got a pink one, that's why.
Can I have a Dora? Can I have a SpongeBob game?
I think the SpongeBob game might be a bit hard for you.
What?
I think it might be a bit hard for you because that's from 6 years old. You have to be 6 years old to play that one.
And is Dora 3?
Yeah, that one's 3, isn't it?
And Nardi's 3.
That's right. So the ones with 3 on it you can have. Maybe the ones with 4 you can have as well.
That one's 3.
Yeah.
That one's 3.
Yeah.
That one's 3.
Mm-hmm. So you can have all those. You can even have these 4-year-old ones because you're 4 soon, aren't you?
Yeah, because that one's 3 and that one's 3. That one's 3, that one's 3. I don't want that one. That one's 3.
Mm. You have to decide where you want to have your birthday party, Hannah. Oh dear. Hannah?
Look. When I'm 6, I can have the SpongeBob one.
Yeah, you can do. It's your birthday in 2 months, Hannah.
Oh.
Where are we going to have your party?
I don't know.
Where would you like to have your party?
At Sparks Gym.
Sparks Gym?
Yeah.
Who had their party at Sparks Gym?
All of my friends. They always want to have their party at Sparks Gym.
Well, that's where Max had his party, didn't he?
Yeah.
Max had his party at Sparks Gym.
Could I have my party there? Please. Because I haven't had my party there. Do you know Batman is 6?
Don't you want to have your birthday party at Sandbrook Park?
Mum.
Yes?
I think that one is 5.
Do you think so?
You're Cinderella.
Mm.
Cinderella is 5. And Scooby-Doo is 5.
Is it?
Yep. Do you know, and that one is 3? Never saw 3. Boom, boom. Boom.
Where are we going to have Hannah's party?
At
Noah's Ark.
No. Sparks. Jim. I'm from my past at Sparks. Look, here's how they live here. Do you know what you mustn't? When you listen to old Mr. Quill. Mom, you really, really mustn't. What's that?
Oh, don't touch that.
What is it?
It's ink, isn't it? You've done that before. You've got red ink everywhere. Don't touch it, okay? That's to make pictures with. It's a stamp pad.
A stamp pad?
Yeah.
And it goes over the place.
It does. Makes a mess everywhere, doesn't it?
Do you know when I bring this... When I take this off, I want to show Mrs. Howe in it.
Mm.
When I take it off.
Charlie and Lola.
Charlie and Lola. Could you read it to me?
Could you read this?
Yeah, read it to me.
I have this little sister, Lola. She is small and very funny. Sometimes I have to keep an eye on her. Sometimes Mum and Dad ask me to try and get her off to bed. This is a hard job because Lola likes to stay up late.
Do you know, is that Mum and Dad?
Must be.
It is Mum and Dad.
Lola likes to stay up colouring and scribbling and sticking and wriggling. and bouncing, and most of all, chattering. You like bouncing, don't you?
Yeah.
You bounce on those things at Sparks Gym, don't you?
Yeah, because those are hoppers.
They are. They're called space hoppers, aren't they?
Yes, space hoppers.
Wouldn't be nice to have your party there. The baby gym.
The baby gym.
Usually when I say, Lola, Mum says it's time for bed, she says, no, I am not sleepy and I will not go to bed. I say, but all the birds have gone to sleep. And she says, but I'm not a bird, Charlie. Oh, she's cheeky, isn't she?
What happened?
She won't go to bed.
But what happened if you went into the nest?
Oh, I think that she's just in the nest because Charlie's told her to go to bed. And Charlie has said all the birds have gone to sleep. And she says, but I'm not a bird. Because she's not a bird, is she? She's a little girl.
Yeah.
But you must be slightly sleepy, Lola, I say.
Lola's,
yes?
Do you know where's a...
What is it?
It's... And what are those things called?
That's a cuckoo clock.
What's that one?
That's just an alarm clock.
What's that?
That's a...
Sunshine one.
No, that's a wall clock.
What's that one?
That's a digital clock.
What's that one?
That's a watch.
What's that?
That's another alarm clock.
What's that?
That's another alarm clock.
What's that?
That's a radio clock.
A radio clock!
Says, I am not sleepy at 6 or 7 or 8 and I'm still wide awake at 9 and not at all tired at 10, 11, 12. One night I said, but if there's no bedtime, there can be no bedtime drink. And it's pink milk tonight. Lola really likes pink milk. Are you sure you don't want to go to bed? But Charlie, says Lola, if I have pink milk... I'm not finished yet. If I have pink milk, the tigers will want pink milk too. Tigers, I say. What tigers? The tigers at the table, Charlie. They are waiting for their bedtime drink.
Mum.
Tigers get very cross if they have to wait. Yes, Hannah?
And I want pink milk.
Do you? Oh. We'll buy you some pink milk tomorrow.
No.
We haven't got any pink milk, darling. Mm. But I can buy you some tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Can I?
Yeah, should we go to the shops tomorrow and buy some pink milk?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Okay, let's turn the page. So I make Lola and three tigers pink milk.
Pink milk?
Yeah, they're having pink milk, aren't they?
I wanted pink milk.
Oh, no, you don't. We'll buy some for you tomorrow, okay? We'll go to the shops tomorrow and we'll go and buy some, yeah?
We can go to the pink shop.
The pink shop? There's no pink shop. Then I say, let's go and brush our teeth. So Lola says, but Charlie... I can't brush my teeth because somebody is eating my toothbrush. But who would eat your toothbrush, I say. Lola says, I think it's that lion. I saw him brushing his teeth with my toothbrush and now he's gobbling it all up. But this is like your brush, Lola, I say. Oh, says Lola, he must be using yours. So Lola and one lion brush their teeth.
Aha! Who's that?
Charlie's turned into a lion.
What?
Charlie's turned into a lion. I'm not sure if Charlie's a boy or a girl. Do you think Charlie's a boy or a girl?
I think she's turned into a lion.
Mm.
I think her skin has gone on. She's...
I think Charlie's a boy.
Charlie's a boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then I say, you have to have a bath. You look a bit grubby. Who says? Says Lola. Mum does, I say. She's coming to check in 1 minute. And then what do you think? Lola says. But Charlie, I can't have a bath because of the whales. What whales? Where? I say, looking about. The whales who are swimming in the bath. They're taking up all of the room, she says. Well, what do you want me to do about it?
Ooh.
I ask. I'm not finished reading the page yet. Maybe you will have to help me shoo one of them down a plug hole, says Lola. So I helped Lola shoe one whale down the plug hole. Go on, turn the page.
Hello.
And then Lola hops into the bath. There's a whale in the bath.
Mummy, yeah? What's she doing with a butterfly in?
I think it's a clip.
Clip?
It's a butterfly clip in her hair. Do you have whales in your bath?
No. But look, she does. I don't have whales in my bath.
Now, Lola, I say, where are your pyjamas? I don't have any pyjamas, Charlie, she says. I say, what about those ones under your pillow? Those not my pyjamas, says Lola, shaking her head. Oh, no, those pyjamas belong to two dancing dogs. Well, do you think they would let you borrow their pyjamas, I ask? Maybe, says Lola, but you'll have to go and telephone them. And off I go to telephone the two dancing dogs. What are they saying, Lola asks. They say pyjamas suit you better than them. You can wear them whenever you like. That's nice of them, she says. Turn the page. And so Lola pops on her pyjamas.
And where are those going to sleep?
I don't know.
They're going to sleep there.
Do you think so? At last, Lola is ready for bed, and I say, now, Lola, I've given three tigers their bedtime drink and watched a lion gobble in my toothbrush and shooed one whale down the plug hole and telephoned two dancing dogs about pyjamas.
Now, plug?
Yeah, that's a plug hole, isn't it? Now, will you please hop into bed? Lola says, yes, yes, Charlie, I'm hopping.
Turn the page.
But Charlie, says Lola. Oh, don't tell me, I say. I bet I can guess there's a huge hippopotamus in your bed. And you know what Lola says? Don't be silly, Charlie. I wouldn't let a hippopotamus get into my bed.
But there is.
But I think there's one in yours, says Lola. And she climbed into bed. Good night, Charlie. Good night, hippopotamus.
Mommy.
Good night, Lola.
Mummy, who's still awake?
Charlie. The hippopotamus is asleep in his bed, Lola's asleep in her bed, and Charlie's got nowhere to sleep because there's a hippopotamus in his bed.
Yeah. That's silly.
That is silly, isn't it? Did you like that story?
Do you know, I think Lola has to sleep downstairs.
Do you think so?
Yeah. They're both going to sleep.
Well, Lola's in her bed, isn't she? Lola's in her bed there.
Is that her bed?
Mm-hmm. Lola's sleeping in her bed.
Do you know, when the light was out, they both went to sleep and then you can see her, right?
What's that? Oh, it's your pony, isn't it?
I can't go much higher. Well, I tried. Toodaloo. Oh, yes, together. That's good. Mrs. Cameron did a sugar hot bottle.
Did she?
Yeah.
Why, did you tell Mrs. Cameron?
No. Mrs. Cameron told me.
Did she? Yeah. How does she know you have bottles?
And you know, she didn't tell me. I listened to her.
Oh, right.
They like... Who's this called?
I don't know.
Lulu.
Is it Lulu?
Yeah, because she has a butterfly.
Right.
Because it's called Lulu.
But you, Hannah, you didn't have a bottle last night, did you?
No.
No.
What did I have?
You didn't have anything. You went to sleep on Mummy and then Mummy carried you to bed last night. But you was a poorly girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you going to be a big girl then and stop having bottles now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And can I have some milk in a cup?
You can do. You want to have a milk in a cup like the boys do?
Yeah.
And then go to sleep?
Yeah.
Oh, that's been a very big girl, isn't it?
Yeah, because I want to tell Mrs. Carolman.
Are you?
That I'm not going to have bottles.
Okay, then.
I won't tell her.
Right.
I promise.
You promise you won't tell her?
No.
Tell her what?
Tell her I won't have any bottles.
Well, you can tell Mrs. Kalman, can't you? You can tell her you're a big girl and you have cups.
Okay.
If you want to.
But I won't tell Mrs. Kalman that I'll have bottles.
Okay, then.
I won't tell her.
Okay.
Well, do you know babies tell Mrs. Kalman? They say, I have bottles. And then Mrs. Kalman said, no, you don't.
Is that what she says?
Yeah, when big girls have them. Mm. You don't have bottles.
I don't have bottles, no.
I don't have bottles.
No.
The boys have bottles.
Not big boys, no. When they're babies, they mightn't have bottles.
I'm not a baby.
No, you're not a baby, are you?
Do you know, Daddy does make me milk in a bottle.
Did he? Mm. And what did you say?
Nothing.
Well, did you get cross?
No.
Oh.
But we're really lighting.
Yeah.
Is she lighting?
Yeah, she is. You love that, don't you?
Yeah, because when I was crying, I wanted her.
Oh, no, you did, darling.
Why was I crying?
Because you wanted her. And Mummy got you her, didn't she?
Yeah. My Daddy took it away. And I didn't like.
No, you didn't, did you?
No.
But Mummy got you it, didn't she?
Yeah.
And then everything was all better again, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then Daddy snatched it off me.
Did he?
Yeah.
That wasn't nice, was it?
No. Daddy just snatched it off me. That's what he did. Snatch it off me.
It's okay, you've got it now, haven't you?
I know.
Are you getting tired, darling?
A little bit.
A little bit. Pardon? So what did you do at nursery today then, Hannah?
I don't know.
You don't know? Did you do any painting?
No.
Drawing?
No.
Counting?
No.
Did you make anything?
No.
Oh. Did you just play today?
Meh.
Was Nancy there today?
No.
No? Where's Nancy?
She was gone.
Oh, be careful. She was gone?
Yeah.
Ouch, Hannah.
It's only an accident. Mummy, it was just an accident.
Okay. So did you not get to play with Nancy today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear. Is Nancy your best friend?
Yeah.
Did you play with Thomas today?
Yeah. Just a tiny bit.
Just a tiny bit.
But not too many.
Did you play with James?
No, Thomas played with James.
Right. Did you play with Jacob?
Do you know when Jacob was here, he was looking at me.
I see. Who does Jacob play with?
Me.
Does he play with you?
All the time.
Does he play with you at nursery, does he?
A little bit. Oh. Do you know
who does Aaron play with?
Do you know Dion play with me and Jack?
does he? You play with Jack as well, do you?
No.
Oh. Do you want Dion to come to your party then?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't want Jack.
You don't want Jack?
No.
Why?
Because...
Is he naughty?
A little bit.
Oh dear.
A little bit.
Is there anybody who's very naughty at your nursery?
Yeah, William.
Is he very naughty?
Yeah, William. But not William Stodgwick.
Right.
William Simmons.
Right. And do they always have to tell him off?
What?
Do they always have to tell him off?
Who?
Mrs. Cameron and Mrs. Bingham?
Yeah.
Oh dear. Does he get put on the red mat?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Do you know what happens?
I don't know.
She put people on red mat.
I don't know what happens.
Do you know?
No. What happens?
You know. When I was at nursery, someone just hurt me.
Did they?
Yeah.
Who hurt you?
I don't know.
Oh. Did you cry?
No.
Oh.
It was only an accident.
Well, not always. If it's an accident, they did it on purpose. That's not nice, is it?
No.
If somebody hurts you on purpose, you have to tell the teacher, don't you? Yeah? And then they get told off, don't they?
Yeah. And then you start to cry.
It's not nice to make Hannah cry, is it?
No one didn't make me cry.
Oh. Have you ever sat on the red mat?
No.
No, because you're a good girl, aren't you?
Hmm.
Who's sat on the red mat before?
And do you know Beatrice? This can make the wind.
Yeah, it's like a fan, isn't it? You're fanning me with it. Has Beatrice been on the red mat?
No.
No.
Because...
Has Evie been on the red mat?
No.
Has Nancy been on the red mat?
No.
Thomas?
No.
James?
No.
Aaron?
No.
Jacob?
No.
Hadika?
No. Yeah.
She has, oh dear. Hannah?
No.
Beatrice?
No.
Holly Megson?
No.
Holly Birch?
No.
Eleanor?
No.
Don't know who else is there. Oh, who did you say you were playing with today?
Where?
At nursery. Who are you playing with at nursery today? I can't remember what you said her name was.
Whose name?
Who are you playing with at nursery today?
Like, begin with a huh.
Did it begin with a huh?
Which letter was it?
Huh.
Holly Birch.
Oh.
And Holly Megson.
Mm-hmm. Now, Hannah, don't play with that dime.
Why?
The boys are trying to do some reading now. What are you doing?
Nothing. Tina, my baby has a bottle. She has an orange in a bottle. Mm. She doesn't have orange in a bottle. Do you know? My baby does. Spend them on our way. Wow. Would you like a donut?
Oh, yes, please.
It must have been pretty good to make me cry like that. You stink! Mother? Mum, shall we tidy all this mess up?
That sounds like a good idea, doesn't it?
The blankets go up here. And the food go up here. And the donuts go in. The computer goes next to my wardrobe, and the books go on the book, and the books go on the roof shelf. I mean the bookshelf. I mean the roof shelf. The books go on the roof shelf.
What's the roof shelf?
No, where does the book go?
Which book?
That book and that book on the book shelf. I forgot what it's.
Oh, careful.
So, no. Why don't you tidy dinner?
Excuse me? Why don't I tidy your room? Why don't you tidy your room, Missy?
Why don't you sit there?
Okay. I'll help you tidy your room if you want.
Oh yeah, that would be a great idea.
It would be a great help for you.
Oh, the baby's napping!
It's come off, hasn't it?
What?
It's come off, hasn't it? She might wet herself. That wouldn't be good, would it? Be a bit messy.
Look, her nappy is back on. It's almost back on.
Do, 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 do.
Mummy, books go on the bookshelf.
They do, you're right.
And you did it the wrong. Books go on the bookshelf. Ponies don't go in there.
Where do the ponies go?
In pony land.
Oh, sorry.
Pewters don't go in there, they're too big.
Well, where does it go then?
Next to there. And this castle goes next to Fifi's to get me that. And this goes next to the castle. And the book goes on the bookshelf. And my bedroom is all tidy.
Yeah, that was quick, wasn't it?
Yeah. What happens if you don't do it even quicker?
It'll take longer to get to go to bed, won't it?
Yeah. Shall we have another story?
Okay. I tell you what we could have. Do you want to read that book you got from the library today?
Can I have this Fifi one?
You don't want a new library book that you chose today?
Why don't we read this one, then we'll read my library book.
Well, we won't have time to read both, Hannah.
Why don't we read the one part?
Ouch. Did you get,
Mummy, start to read.
You got,
Start to read.
SpongeBob magazine, didn't you?
Start to read.
Okay. Fifi Forget-Me-Not was busy in Flower Top Garden. She wanted to plant some flowers in pots for her window boxes before she went to have afternoon tea with her friends. I've got so much to do before I go, she said to herself, hurriedly filling a pot with compost. What's the matter, Hannah?
Nothing.
No, don't leave your ear down, it's starting to hurt you again.
I'm waiting for you to start reading.
Alright.
Read the bumble part. You want to read the Fifi part.
Fifi heard a buzz buzzing above her and looked up. It was her friend Bumble. She smiled as he flew down and landed. Is your ear bugging you, Han?
What?
Do you want me to clean your ear?
No.
Okay. Oops. Hi, Fifi, said, taking a jar from his bag. I brought you some of my special honey. Oh, lovely. Thanks, said Fifi, taking the honey. What are you doing? Asked Bumble. I need to plant these flowers before I go to Violet and Primrose's house, replied Fifi. I've planted myself, chuckled Bumble as Fifi helped him out with the bucket. He's planted himself. That's silly, isn't it?
Yeah. Is that the Fifi bit? Let me read this part. Read that part. Then read that part.
Which one?
That one.
Bumble offered to help Fifi and she let him fill the flower pots with compost for her. Fifi was so busy planting flowers that she did not realise the time until Bumble asked her when she was going for tea.
Fiddly
flower puzzle, she cried. I'm late. That's the smoke from the wheels. She must be driving that fast. It's making smoke. Fifi rushed over to Mo and clambered aboard. I have to go, she called, starting up Mo's engine and racing off. See you later. Bumble gazed after her, then looked at the flowers that still needed planting. He would plant himself as a nice surprise for Fifi.
He's starting to read. What are you doing, Mum? Mummy, listen. The big hand that goes to the top.
We'll have to give you your medicine in a bit, yeah? Get some medicine for you in a bit. Your strawberry medicine this time. You have your strawberry medicine at bedtime, don't you?
Mummy, what happened when Violet dropped it? What happened? What happened,
Mum? I don't know. What do you think happened?
The honey came out.
Oh, dear.
And she went like that.
Not good, is it?
What happened? Baby wasn't proud. Stop. Mummy, you're sitting on something. Stop. Dear, this is not cosy.
No, it's not cosy at all.
Like, say that. Cozy.
It's uncomfortable because it's not something to sit on, is it?
No, what is it? Did a baby sit on it?
Mm-hmm.
You sat on it.
Silly me.
When it was here, you get too closer to the book and then you started to read. Finally, flower pockets. Fifi was going to hurry. Then she said, Finland, flower pickles, I want to hurry. Primrose agreed. And Primrose said, you can go to here. And Violet agreed. She agreed because Fifi's got to hurry. Violet dropped the crown of honey. Then it went all out of the ground. Then Bumble was well. And then all the children came out of the muddy. And do you want to do this with me, Mum? Can you do this with me?
Which one, darling?
This.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to find the pictures?
Find the pictures.
Can you find these Valentine boots?
That Fifi's wearing.
Yep.
There!
Yeah, well done. And what's that?
A watering can.
Can you find it?
There!
Well done. And what's this?
A strawberry.
Can you find the strawberry?
There!
Well done. And what's that?
Scrummy jam tart.
Oh, yeah, it does look like a scrummy jam tart, doesn't it?
There!
Clever girl. And what's that?
A basket.
And where's that?
What?
And where's that? Can you find it?
There!
Super. And what's that?
A teapot.
And can you find it?
There!
What do you think these are? I think they're gooseberries.
Those?
Yeah.
Blackberries!
Oh, silly me! I thought they might be gooseberries. I thought they might be where Pip Gooseberry lives.
Now read this part.
No, they're too long to read these stories. Let's see if we can find another thing to do. What's this? Is it a spot the difference? Yeah. Can you spot the difference? Should we play spot the difference? Can you find anything that's different?
Bumble's eyes!
Oh, yeah. They're blue there, aren't they?
No, they're purple.
Oh, sorry. They're purple there and they're...
Orange.
Orange there. Well done, because you're there.
Stingles blue!
Yeah, they're the wrong colours, aren't they?
You know, one is yellow and one is red.
Yeah, and what colour are they there?
Yellow.
Yeah.
And that!
What?
That.
Oh, yes! It's the button on Bumble's trousers. It's green there and it's yellow there. You're very good at this, Hannah.
What's that?
Oh, that's a shadow. I can see another one. Can you see another one?
Where? Is there one there?
Yeah.
Is that a walkie-talkie?
It is a walkie-talkie. Oh, I can see two. I've just seen two more things that are wrong. That are different.
Where?
Are you going to find them or shall I tell you?
Tell me. Oh, yeah.
What's wrong here?
Stingles wings.
What's wrong with it?
They're missing.
That's right. And what about this here?
Blue.
And what's wrong with that one?
Orange.
Yeah, that's not right, is it?
No.
We found them all, didn't we?
Can we do that?
Yeah, you can do. It says, Buttercups and Daisies. Bumble is lost in Flowertop Garden and needs Fifi to find him. Show Mo which way to go through Flowertop Garden so that Bumble can be free to fly again. So let's take your finger. Give me your finger, like that. Your pointing finger, that's it. Which way do we go? And then which way? And then which way? Yay! So you go round the watering can, round the berries, down past these yellow gooseberries, to Bumble!
Can we do this?
That one's colouring in.
Oh.
Oh, we'll do that another day, shall we? Who's ripped this?
Not me.
Not you. Who was it then?
Ah.
No, somebody's made a mess there, haven't they?
No, do this.
Oh, it's a game. Bouncing blueberries. Violet and Primrose's garden is full of blueberries, so Fifi and Bumble have come to help clear it. They're going to bounce the blueberries to Mo's trailers. You and a friend can jump on a blueberry and bounce with them if you find a dice and two counters. You'd have to have a dice and some counters, then you play the game and see who can get to Mo first.
Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It's under that strawberry.
6.
Yeah, it's hiding under that strawberry, isn't it?
7, 8, 9, 10.
Uh-huh.
Where's 10?
It's hiding underneath that blob, isn't it?
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Mum.
Yeah?
You know, 15 is behind that strawberry.
It is, isn't it?
16. 16, 7.
17.
17. 18.
18.
19. I don't know.
20.
20. 21. 22. 20.
23 is hiding behind the strawberry.
No, I can do it. 24, 25, 26, 27, 29, 23.
No, 29. 30. 30.
30. 14.
No, 13. No, 30.
30.
31.
31.
That's it.
That's how you get to.
Mo. You clever girl. You're very good at counting, Han Chen. Right, I think it's time to go and tell the boys to go and do some reading now.
Why would the boys do some reading?
Not you, the boys.
Oh.